This is St. Louis Public Radio. Law enforcement in St. Charles County had more than $1 million extra dollars to spend in 2017. The funds didn't come from higher taxes or donations. Instead, they ended up in police department coffers through a court process known as civil asset forfeiture. Supporters say it gives departments a way to break up drug rings and be compensated for their efforts. Opponents call it a money grab. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman looked into those claims as part of a multi-state reporting project sponsored by the Pulitzer Center.
Interstate 70 runs for more than 2,100 miles across 10 states in the heart of America. It's a major transit route for billions of dollars in cargo, but also for billions of dollars connected to the illegal drug trade. O'Fallon, Missouri straddles the highway, about 30 miles outside of St. Louis. Before he became a Republican state representative, Justin Hill was a police officer there.
I was assigned to the St. Charles County Drug Task Force for a few years, and then I was also assigned as a task force agent with the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Hill got pretty good at knowing if someone he'd pulled over on a traffic stop was part of the illegal drug trade.
Easy questions like, where are you going? Why are you going? Who are you meeting there? When did you leave? And they trip all over themselves.
Sometimes searches would yield drugs. Other times, all officers would find was cash. Carrying cash, even large amounts, isn't illegal. But through a process known as civil asset forfeiture, law enforcement agencies throughout the United States can seize the money, even if the person carrying it is never charged with a crime. According to Hill, taking the cash does more damage to the cartels than seizing drugs.
When you seize, say, 1,000 pounds of marijuana in the St. Louis area, you're really not hurting operations of a drug cartel in Mexico, because the cost to produce that 1,000 pounds of marijuana is negligible in the grand scheme of things.
Here's how asset forfeiture works. Officers make a traffic stop, search the car, and find cash. If they can prove the cash is somehow connected to illegal activity, they can confiscate it. It sounds pretty cut and dried, but the process is ripe for abuse, says Justin Gelfand. He's an attorney in St. Louis who helps people fight asset forfeiture cases. For starters, he says, the evidence that led to the stop and the search in the first place is often flimsy. The connection between the cash and criminal activity can be even more tenuous.
And many of these individuals have very legitimate explanations for why they're traveling with large amounts of cash. Sometimes they might own a cash business.
Also opening the door for abuse, Gelfand says, is a part of the process known as equitable sharing. To seize money under Missouri law, prosecutors have to get a criminal conviction and the money goes to schools. So county prosecutors turn to the federal courts instead. There's no conviction required, and law enforcement gets to keep up to 80% of the money. Tim Lomar makes that decision in St. Charles County.
Someone or some entity is going to have to receive that money that was gained through criminal activity. And why not have that money be poured back into the law enforcement agencies to help with keeping the community safe?
Because it encourages bad behavior by police departments, says Gelfand, the defense attorney.
There have been law enforcement officers recorded on tape essentially saying, we don't have something in our budget, we want it. And then they get it because they forfeit it.
We don't count our chickens before they hatch.
That's Captain Chris Hunt, who oversees the equitable sharing program for the St. Charles County Police Department. First of all, he says it's illegal under federal law to include asset forfeiture dollars in your budget before you receive them.
Another reason we don't do that is because we don't know what our personnel needs are going to be. So if I end up having to pull the officers that are involved in this type of law enforcement and reassign them to other duties, and we've counted on that money, that's really going to burden us.
Still, St. Charles County benefits heavily from equitable sharing, bringing in $760,000 in 2017. Hunt says he spent it on training and upgrading the computers in his department's patrol cars. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the constitutionality of asset forfeiture, so reform efforts have to happen at the state level. In Missouri, this will be the third year supporters will push for legislation requiring any seizure under $100,000 to be handled at the state level rather than federally. Sarah Baker, the ACLU of Missouri's legislative and policy director, says the change will help law enforcement build trust with the community.
Missouri law already put forward a plan where we didn't want this sort of perverse incentive to exist. We didn't want a system that was open to corruption. And we want our law enforcement to be above reproach.
Hill, the state representative and the former police officer, sees it more as an effort to end equitable sharing entirely. If the $100,000 floor had been in place in 2017, more than 80% of the seizures in St. Charles County would not have been eligible for the program. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.